Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Bey. So we got a few lines down. It was really a continued sugya. We're going to just run through this quickly. The Mishnah yesterday, there was machlokas. I don't have it in my chelak here. But the Mishnah yesterday told us there seemed to have been a stira who authored the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah implied that since he didn't say tenu, so it wouldn't be a good get. But had he said tenu, then the Edom could go ahead and tell the shliach to then tell the sofer and tell the Edom. Meaning we allow mili is memshin l'shliach. That's according to Rabbi Meir. And the Seifa, which said it didn't work, that was going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds mili lo memshin l'shliach. So Gemara dealt with who was the author, and Gemara concluded that Rabbi Yossi really was the author. Comes along Rav Ashi, he says a similar idea. Rav Ashi, Amar, we're around eight lines down. Kula Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi was the author. I'm sorry, the answer in the end, yesterday's daf was, sorry, it was that the beginning was Rabbi Meir, the end was Rabbi Yossi. Now Rav Ashi says, no, the whole thing, Kula Rabbi Yossi, Velomi Bai Kamar. So Lomi Bai, where A is doesn't work, and B also, but you didn't have to say B, and then certainly not C, and so on, and building up certain things, that the first one was so obvious, but they're building up to a greater chiddush one after the next. So to Lomi Bai, meaning, Lomi Bai Heicha Delo Amar Tenu, you don't have to tell me a case where the Baal didn't say Tenu, that certainly doesn't work. Ela Filo Amar Tenu, even if a guy says Tenu, lo, it still doesn't work. And Lomi Bai, that case, Heicha Delo Amar Lebeit Lasa, and needless to say, a case where he didn't tell three that it certainly doesn't work, where he's not authorized to tell the Edom. Ela afilu amar lebeit lasa. Even if the husband says to three people, to a bezdin, lo, it still doesn't work in that case. Velomi bai heichadil amar amru. And needless to say, a case where he didn't say, amru, go tell the Edom, go tell the sofer. Ela afilu amar amru. Even if the Baal says, amru, go say to the Edom, go say to the sofer, namilo, that too doesn't work. So just building up different chidushim, Rabbi Yossi. So you shouldn't make the initial dik. We said the only reason why the first case in the Mishnah didn't work is because he said tenu. No, not true. It doesn't work, even if he does say tenu. And the Mishnah is just building up to a greater chidush after the greater chidush. And Tani Kavasi de Rav Ashi, there's a brisa that supports the position of Rav Ashi, which says, Ksav sofer lishma, Ksav sofer lishma, the sofer writes lishma, V'chasmo edom lishma, and edom sign lishma. Afa pisha kasvu v'chasmu, even though they write it, even though it's signed, v'nasnu lo, and they give it to the husband, v'nasnu lo, that the husband hands it to the wife. That's a halacha we have to see later on, a pasuk, v'nasim biyada, that's the end of the masechta, that he has to hand it to her. Even though everything took place very nicely, hare haget batal doesn't work, ad she yishmu kolo, until they hear the voice, sheyomer lesofer, that the husband says to the sofer, ksov, write it. And the edim hear, chsumu, they hear to sign it. Yishmu, they have to actually hear this. So lafuki, this is all coming to exclude miman damer, the one who holds, that we saw a few days ago, that modi Rabbi Yossi, but omer amru, Rabbi Yossi actually agrees that if the husband says to the shliach, tell the Edom, tell the sofer, that works. This opinion says it can't work. You actually have to shishmu, you actually have to hear it directly from the Baal. And kolo, the word kol, what's that coming to exclude? What do we learn from that halacha? Lafuki midirav kana amarav, to preclude the position of Rav Kana Marav, who held what? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells what we learned yesterday, that if the Edom are able to write, even though they can't hear, that works. Says the Braisa, Kolo, they actually have to hear it. A Cherish, even though he has Das, a Cherish will not be able to serve as a Shliach in this case.
Everything about the Baal being a Cherish.
Oh, the Baal being a Cherish?
That he has to be able
to hear.
He has to be able
his
to
own voice.
Make a sound.
Or, I mean, hear a sound. He can still make a sound. Well, I guess we're talking about Cherish Shuzayna Madaber also. Okay. He has to make a sound. Okay, fine. New mission. The mission tells us now, Masnisen Zegitech Imesi. The husband says, this is your get, if I die. Zegitech Micholiza, this is your get if I die from this illness. Zegitech Lacharmisa, this is your get after I die. Lo Amarklum, none of these work because we have a cloud we've seen many times. Ain get Lacharmisa. Get cannot be given after death. Mehayom, if he says, from today, imesi. If he says, me'achshav, now, imesi. From today, if I die, from now, that if I die, hareza get. That works as a get, because when the fact that he says, mehayom, or the fact that he says, me'achshav, that means he wants it to be chal right now. And therefore, it works. It's a get limafrei before the misa took place. But if he says, mehayom ulachar misa, from today and after my death, then it's confusing, get veino get. It's somewhat of a get. We're not really sure if it's a get. It's a suffix. We don't know, because on one hand he says mehayom, which does work. But on the other hand he says lachamisa, which doesn't work, so it's a suffix. V'meisen, if he dies, that the brother-in-law it has to do chalitza, choletes v'lo misev emes. So the wife, the widow, and the brother-in-law have to do, they can't do yibum, because possibly there was a divorce, and they were not married at the time. But at the same time, maybe the divorce wasn't good, so he died. So for her to marry someone else, she needs the chalitza to release her. So that's why we say, imes chalitzas velo misav emes. Let's say you say, zegiteich mehayom, he says, this is your get from today, im meisi mechaliza, if I die from this illness. V'amad, he stands up, he's healthy. Halach b'shuk, he goes out and walks in the marketplace. V'chal, then he gets sick a second time, umes, and then he dies from that second illness. Omdin also, we assess the situation, im machmas choli harishon meis, hare zeget, if he died from the original illness, meaning the original illness came back, never really healed. So then, this was part of his initial tanai, then we allow the get to be chal. But im lav, if it's a new illness that he picked up, ain't no get, then it becomes, the get doesn't work. The Gemara says, now Alma, we learn from this Mishnah, the language, im meisi, kelacha meisi dami. If a person says, im meisi, if I die, that implies after my death. V'hadar tani, but then later on the Mishnah says, mehayom im meisi, if I say from today, if I die, meyachshav im meisi, if I say from now, if I die, Alma, the word imesi, lav kalachamisa dami. It's not lachamisa. Because if imesi meant lachamisa, then this stage of the Misha should be a stira. It should also be a suffix. If me'achshav definitely means now, and imesi means definitely lachamisa, then that really should be the third case where I have a confusion of, am I saying now or am I saying after misa? So we say imesi is really a neutral term. So the first half of the Misha says imesi certainly means after death. And the second one sounds like it's a neutral term. So the Gemara says it's a kasha. How do you define what imesi means? So the Gemara gives an obvious answer. Abai explains imesi shtei lashonos mashma. The words imesi imply two different things. Mashma k'me'achshav, it implies now. U'mashma k'achamisa, it also implies after my death. So how do you know which is which? So amalei b'hayom k'man, if you say from today, and imesi k'man damar leit, as if you're saying me'achshav damim. But lo amar la mehayom, if you don't use the word mehayom, then kiman damar, we view it as if you're saying to her, lachar misa damim. So it's, depending on the context, that defines the words imesi. But imesi standing alone really is unclear, but we use a context to define it for us. Okay, the Gemara now says, ekitech imesi lo amar klum, if he says, this will be your get if I die, that doesn't work. So amar Ravuna, Ravuna comes along and says, v'choletzes, but you still need to do chalitza. So it's a very, very strange thing. In Chaletza, what? But ha amar lo amar klum. But didn't he say nothing happened? So therefore, yibum should be permitted even, right? There never was a get. So his mamish, the marriage still, then he died. So the Gemara says again, v'ha lo amar klum. Katani lo amar klum da asir la alma uliyavam nami asira. So nothing happened in that it's asir to the world, but it's also asir to the yavam. I mean, not that mamish nothing happened, nothing changed. Their status remained that just like when she was married, she's also to the world and also to the yavam, so to now she's still also to those same people. So it sounds like it's really a case of a suffix. That in this case, it's a suffix whether or not she's mutter to the yavam or not mutter to the yavam, and mutter to the world or not mutter to the world. So Gemara says, wait a second. But if you're saying that this first scenario really of the Mishnah, is this ratio is really a suffix, the fact that the Seifa tells you in a case of Safek to do Chalitza, sounds like the Reisha is not forcing you to do Chalitza. You have an option of Chalitza or Yibam. Otherwise, the mission in the Reisha should have also said Chalitzas. So the Gemara explains to Masis and Rabbanim. The Mishnah is really like the Rabbanim, and the Mishnah is meant to be taken at face value, that Enachanami, that nothing has taken place, the get wasn't Chal, and she is Mutter to do Yibam with that brother-in-law. So where's Rav Huna coming from? How could Rav Huna argue on the Mishnah and say, no, the Reisha actually is a case of a Safik? Rav Huna, Damar Krabi Yosi, he holds like Rabbi Yosi, Damar Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. That when you write this Zman, even though you don't say Me'achshav, it's still Mochiach from the time when you want to be Chal, you want to be Chal now. So let's say the husband gives the get to his wife in January 1st, and if I don't come back in a year, or if I die from the sickness, then the get will be good. So since he wrote January 1st on this, or he writes Yud Dalet Adar Rishon, he writes it, that's considered as if you're writing Me'achshav, and it's Chal L'mafreya already from now. So that's according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's where Rav Huna is coming from. So he asks the question, if that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that Shtar, if the Zmanol Shel Shtar is Mochiach Alav, it's Mamish Me'achshav, then Chalitza Nami Lo Tibai, you shouldn't require Chalitza, because it's a good get. It's a good get, so she's a single woman, and then her husband dies, she's not connected to the brother-in-law, there's no Zika there, there's a divorce. So you don't even require Chalitza in the world of Rabbi Yossi. You're with me still? Yeah, we're good. We're going through it. Fine. V'chi teima, if you're going to suggest misafka l'Rav Huna, Rav Huna wasn't sure. Ihilchasa k'Rabbi Yossi. Oh, ain't halach Rabbi Yossi. He wasn't sure. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that if there's a zman written on the star and the get, it's as if you said machshav, and therefore it's a good get, and there's no need for chalitza. He wasn't sure. Maybe we go against Rabbi Yossi, and the zman is not mochiach alav, in which case it's not a good get. She was still married at the death of her husband, and she is chayv to the brother-in-law. So that's a suffix. So therefore, we take a middle approach, a safe approach, and do chalitza. So if you're going to suggest Rav Huna wasn't sure how to paskin, whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not, umi masafkala, is he really unsure how to paskin? We have a statement. V'ha Rabba bar Avua chalish. One time Rabba was sick. He was weak. Ol legave Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. These two great gedolim went to visit him. Amalei Rav Huna l'Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, "By mine me Rabba bar Avua halachak Rabbi Yossi ein halacha." He starts like nudging him. You ask the question. So he says, "You ask him, do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi with regards to the halacha of zman shel shtar mochiach alav?" Amalei. So he says back to him, "Time Rabbi Yossi lo." Who's responding back here? This is Rabba bar Avua. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman. So who's Rav Huna told Rav Nachman to ask the question? He says, "Amalei time Rabbi Yossi lo yadana halacha ibay mine." Halacha, who doesn't know? He doesn't know. Rabba doesn't know the halacha?
He's saying, I don't understand the svara.
He himself, I don't know. Yeah. So Rav Nachman says, I don't know the svara, so how can I go ahead and ask the halacha? I first need to understand the sugya before I can ask the bottom line. So Amar Leh, so Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, don't worry. At bay mine halacha, you ask him how we paskin. The time of the Rav Yossi, I'll tell you the svara behind Rav Yossi. So by mine, so Rav Nachman gives in and he asks Rabba bar Avua the question. By mine, Amalei, Halacha Amarav, he quotes from a Rav, he has a certain Kabbalah, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that Zmano shel shtar mochiach alav, and it is Kamachshav. So, Lebasar Danafik, after they left, Amalei, Hainu time with Rabbi Yossi, you want to know the reason, says Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, I'll tell you the reason, the Kasavar Zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. So either way, we see from the sugya, they have the Mesorah from Rabba bar Avua that we do paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna wasn't unsure how he paskin. He had a clear Kabbalah from his Rebbe that we do paskin that Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. So if the Zmano Shel Shtar is Mochiach Alav and the get was given, she's Vaday divorced and there is no need for Chalitza. It's not a Safik anymore. So what was the Safik? Why did he require Chalitza? Ella, Misaf Galei, he was unsure, E Amar Biyosi Baal Peh, E Lo Amar. Rabbi Yossi said his halacha, was it true? What is Baal Peh? What does that mean, Baal Peh? So if you look at Rashi in the top here, Baal Peh, Kigon, Gavay Get, Shekasav Kilchasa, the get was written, everything was written proper. Uch Shemosala, when he hands it over to his wife, Omer Zeh, Giteh, Emesi, he adds in the words, he says the words, if I die, this is your get. He adds the Tanai Baal Peh. Hilgach Lo Dami L'Shtar, it's very different than a regular Shtar. Shekevin Shekasav Tanai Eitzel Zman, normally when you write the Tanai next to the time, the Tanai is right next to the Zman. It's qualifying the Tanai that it takes effect already from the beginning. Aval al peh, when you say the Tanai al peh, dilma ki masi nehele, when he gives it over to her, hadar be mizman deshar, maybe he's retracting on the zman, he uproots the zman that's written there, v'masi nehele amnas la'achar misa, hov lomar mahayom. When the zman is on the shtar and the statement is misa, it's about micholi zeh, unclear whether they're really working with each other anymore. That was his suffix. It was written, the Tanai says it's zmano, the zman's on the shtar, and he writes the Tanai in Mesi micholi zeh, then they work with each other. But this case, he wasn't sure if he extended it to a Baal Peh. Mar says, what do you mean? Umi masafkale, was he really unclear about this case? Hatanan, the Mishnah tells us, hareze gitech, this is your get. If I don't return in 12 months, this is your get. She dies within the 12 months. Ain't no get. It's not a good get. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Senu, and the Braisa commented on this Mishnah. Rabbi Senu hetiru lihinase. The rabbis came along afterwards and permitted her to get married based on this type of get. V'arminan, man Rabbosai. Who are the Rabbosai who permitted them to get married? Her to get married, rather. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beidina Disho Mishcha, the same Bezdin that permitted the Mishcha. What's Mishcha? Mishcha is Shemin. The Gemaras in Avodah Zarah talk about how in addition to Pas Akum and Bisha Akum, they also answered Shemin Shel Akum. Later on they said that the Klal Yisrael couldn't withstand such a Gzera. They permitted Shemin Shel Akum. So this very Bezdin that permitted Shemin Shel Avodah Zarah of the Kochavim also permitted this woman to get married in this scenario. And why was the basis? The Savri Lake, Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zmano Shoshar Mochiach Alav. Even though this husband died within the 12 months, So it sounds like it's lachar misa, the get was given after he died. Since the zman was written, it's as if he said me'achshav and tzchal right now. So we say, even though it was baal peh, the statement was said baal peh, still the zman of shamuchichalav, that svar is invoked. So still, Rav Huna had a very clear understanding. We pass like Rabbi Yossi, even in the case of a baal peh. So what was his suffix? Why did he require chalitza? It should have been a good get and no need for any chalitza. Ella mesafka lei halacha, Rabbi Yossi baal peh o in halacha. He knows that Rabbi Yossi says what he says. But when we pass like Rabbi Yossi, do we pass like Rabbi Yossi even in the case of baal peh? That was his suffix. Gemara says, oh, again, Umi Masafkali was he unclear about this case? We also know what he says in this case. How we paskin even like Rabbi Yossi in a case of baal peh, as we said, as we have here. V'amarava hareza giteich im meisi. This is your get if I die. V'shani meis, that I will die. Hareza get. This is a good get. Kisha amos ulacha misa, when I die and it will take effect after misa, ain't a get. That doesn't work. So what's the statement of Rava coming to teach us? What's the scenario here? I hechidami ilema. If he says there mehayom, from today he says the words mehayom baal peh, Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan, tzrich lemeimar, the Rabbanan have to teach us a chiddush, Rav has to tell me the Rabbanan allow that? Hatanan, mehayom im meisi areza get. It's a mefurish mishnah. Elalav delo amar la mehayom. It must be where he did not say mehayom, and it's Rabbi Yossi, where it was only the zmano on the shah that was mechiyach mehayom, and shma mila halachik Rabbi Yossi. It must be then, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. So we see we hold like Rabbi Yossi, even in a case of baal peh. So again, back to square one. Why in the world was Rav Huna saying that a case was a case of a suffolk and you require chalitza? So the Gemara says, no, very easy. L'Rava pshitilei, l'Rav Huna misafkilei. This is Rava. Rava's an Amora. We weren't sure how we paskin with regards to Rabbi Yossi, even in the case of baal peh. Rava made a decision. Rav Huna didn't make a decision. Rav Huna wasn't sure. There was no proof. Rava made a statement. But Rav Huna never had such a masorah. There's no text that makes this so clear. So therefore, Rav Huna himself was safek. And that's why he says to do a chalitza.
There's no issue doing chalitza. Isn't it just like a precautionary thing?
Yeah, because she would be possible to... No, iser. But there are ramifications. That she's possible to a koi now.
Once she does chalitza.
Right. But then the same point, though, if she's a grusha, she also be possible to a koi. Either option that she's divorced, right. So either way, actually, maybe not.
So, it's a chumra. It's extra chumra.
They'll be ushered to each other's relatives now. That'll be the... If she was divorced from the husband, it's possible the brother alive can marry a sister of hers, let's say.
If she does chalitza, then you know, everyone's ushered?
Then if I do chalitza to her, she's ushered to my relatives, I now ushered to her relatives. That would be the nafkamina. Uh-huh. So yes, you're right. There's nothing wrong with doing chalitza, but there will be ramifications. Uh-huh. Okay. Gemara says now, Ibai Zema, another suggestion is, the olam damar la mehayom. Really, he said, we're going back to which point right now? The same Rav Huna?
The statement of Rava, Afarisi Gitech, he said.
Okay, Rava, so that statement. So, understanding Rava's case, Ibai Zema, the olam damar la mehayom. Really, he said to her, mehayom, Rabbanan, it's according to the Rabbanan, Vahani Lishna, it's Tarichle. We have to add, the Mishnah only had a few cases. We wanted to come to add other languages that can be used. That are going to be similar. That sha'ani meis ki ei meisi dami ki sha'amos klacha misi dami. To tell you that if he says ani meis, those words is as if you're saying ki meisi, and that was the discussion we had in the Mishnah. And if you say the word ki sha'amos, that's as if you're saying after I die. Just to add in additional texts. Gemara says ikad masni la seifa. Others have this statement going on the seifa. So which statement are you referring to? Rav Huna's statement, you have chalatzes. Yeah, Rav Huna's statement. Rav Huna's statement of chalatzes, that's not coming to add on to the resh of the Mishnah, it's really coming on to the seif of the Mishnah. So let's understand this. Zeki teich lachar misa, lomar klum. If he says, this is your get after I die, it doesn't work. Wasn't that the resh? Made the seif of the resh. Okay, fine. The seifa of the resha, fine. So on that case, Amar Rav Huna uledivrei Rabbi Yossi, within the world of Rabbi Yossi, who says zmano sheshar mochiach alav, he paskins choletas. So the Gemara says pshita, that's obvious. Midiseifa lirabanan choletas, reishanami Rabbi Yossi choletas. So from the fact that the seifa the Rabban require choletas at the end of the Mishnah, with the case of Safek, where he says a lashon of, you know, now and then, me'achshav and lacharmisa, that's choletas, according to Rabban. And so it's pashut that according to Rabbi Yossi, who says the zman itself serves as the words me'achshav, certainly he's going to say choletas. So Gemara says, ma'od the same, what would you have thought? Rabbi Yossi, bahak Rebbe, srile. Maybe in this case, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rebbe. Damar gite ma'al yahava. It's really a good get. Where, who's Rebbe who says this? Where Rashi says, later on we're going to see Shita Rebbe. So we have to just, okay, accept it. That this type of get is a good get. And chalitza namilo tabai. He wouldn't even require chalitza in this case. Kamash malandilok, lo Rebbe savar leik Rebbe Yossi, lo Rebbe Yossi savar leik Rebbe. They don't hold like each other. So we have to know what Rebbe holds though. So Rebbe apparently holds that this is a good get. We'll just accept it as is right now. So just to show they don't hold of each other. So what does that mean? Rebbe lo savar lak Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe doesn't hold of Rebbe Yossi. De katani kazeh get limuti de Rebbe Yossi. That this is a get to exclude the position of Rebbe Yossi. Now this is going to get confusing again. We haven't seen Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't come for another four daf. So let's see if maybe Rashi will help us out here a little bit.
I think Rebbe seems to argue on a seifa. Rabbanan said that if you say me'yom lachar misa, it's a safe. Rebbe says that's not a safe.
It's a good get. So when Rebbe apparently in his statement, he says, kazeh get, this is a get, that comes to exclude that he rejects Rebbe Yossi's svara. As a, we mean kazeh get versus what else? So Rebbe Yossi's zman shel shtar, that's not mochiach alav. He argues on that point. And Rebbe Yossi, lo savar, ki Rebbe, de katani kazeh get, lemutid de Rebbe. Okay, fine. So again, it's very... It's not concrete here at all. So we have to figure out what's going on here. So Gemara now finally quotes, who's Rebbe? So Rebbe says, Mahi, who, what's Rebbe saying? Ditanya, Mehayom ulachar misa, get ve'no get divrei chachamim. If you say the language of today and tomorrow, it's a get and it's a suffix, that was a chachamim of our Mishnah. But Rebbe Omer, kazeh get, no, this is a get. That works as a get. What do you mean kazeh get? This is a get, but Rebbe Yossi's case is not a get. So what's Rebbe Yossi's case? Rebbe Yossi's case, Mahi, Ditan, Kasru v'tnu gelishi, write and give my a get to my wife. Im labasi mikan vadiyud beis chodesh, until if I don't come within the next 12 months, kasru, you're able to write it. Besochi beis chodesh v'nasnu, sorry, kasru besochi beis chodesh v'nasnu. If it's la'achri beis chodesh, ain't no get. So if he says to write it within yud beis chodesh, it's a good get. If it's after yud beis chodesh, it's not a good get. That's the case. What it happens? He doesn't return. Just see 1 second here. I think I misread that line. 1 second. Right, so again, if the Aiden write within the 12 months and they give it to her after 12 months, again, the way you read it is as follows. Again, Kisvu Bisoch Shema Sachodesh, Unisano La'acha Shema Sachodesh, ain't okay, that does not work. Right, is there a Svara given here?
It's in Rabbios. Is it written out tonight for those 12 months?
It's written out tonight that if he doesn't return within 12 months, so then you write the get. It sounds like you can't write it until after 12 months. That's what it sounds like. So they started writing within 12 months. That was against the tonight. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kazeh Get. This actually works as a get, this case. And Rashi explains why. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kazeh Get. Midahavale Lemay Marcinchi Shiv said, Im lo basi kasu v'tenu. If I don't come, write and give it. But instead, Amar, he writes, Kisu v'tenu, Im lo basi. He changed the language around. He says, write it, kasu achshav v'tenu im labasi. Since the way he said it was different, write it now, exactly, write it now and then give it if I don't come. Rabbi Yossi permits it. So that's Rabbi Yossi's case. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Rebbe, and Rebbe doesn't hold a Rabbi Yossi. So again, that's the only chiddush. So again, the reason why, back to our Mishnah, the whole putting everything together. Again, the case of Rabbi Huna, who says choletetz, he's working within the world of Rabbi Yossi, that he requires, it's a case of suffix. Why is he teaching us it's a case of suffix? Because he holds the case of Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. So there's a half a minute to think that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rebbe that case is a Vaday Get. Kamash Milan, that he does not agree to Rebbe, it's not a Vaday Get, it's only a suffix Get. That was the Chiddush of the mission. Okay.
This last statement of Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with Zmano Shel Shtar, is it? It's a separate concept that he holds. What the guy meant when he said...
Yeah, this is a separate concept. Yeah.
How he said it.
But the first case had to do with it. Okay, the Gemara now says, The guy says, this is my get, this is the get to you if I die from this illness. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Gito kimas naso. A get is like a matana, meaning what? We saw this already quoted earlier in the Masechta. Ma matnaso im amar chose. If a guy gives a get, rather he gives a gift because he expects himself to die and he gets healthy, then it goes back. It's a choser, it retracts. So, af gito im amar choser. So too, he writes a get, expecting himself to die. He wanted to give the divorce to prevent his wife from falling to the brother. If he gets healthy, the get is undone. Gemara says the opposite. We also learn a halacha from a get to a matana. Ma gito, just like a get, af agav de lo parish. Even though you don't explain that you want to give, you just say write it. Kevin de mark suva, since the husband says write it, it's enough, avagav de la martinu, even though he doesn't say give, it works if he's in a very serious situation, health situation. Normally you have to say ksuvu and tenu, but in the case where he's very sick and he's a besakana, ksuvu is enough. So af so too by manasa, when giving a gift, came in the martinu, since he said give, avagav de la kanamine, even though there was not actually no actual kinin, that works as well. So Gemara now says, wait a second, tanan zeh gitech, the Mishnah tells us, zeh gitech mehayom, this is your get from today, im et meisi mecholi zeh, if I die from this illness, v'amad v'holuch v'shuk, he gets up, he walks in the marketplace, v'chala, he gets sick a second time, umeis, and then he dies from that second illness, om dino, so we evaluate the situation, im machmas choli harishon meis, hariz a get. If he died from the first illness, so then it's a good get, because his tanai was based on dying from that first illness. Im lav, if he doesn't die from the first illness, it's from this new sickness he picks up, ain't no get, that doesn't work as a get. Now, e amris im amar choser lamali umdina hari amar. If we hold, if he gets up and he's healthy, and im amar we hold before that it retracts right away because get is like a matana. It ends, it severs the initial shiras. So why do you have to even assess the situation? The moment he walks and gets healthy, it's right. Done. If he gets sick again, he has to authorize him a second time. So Gemara says hari amar. He stood up. So what's the answer? Amar mar. Braid Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rava, Shenitek Mecholi Lecholi. He never actually got up. He got from one illness, he got from, I don't know, bronchitis turned into pneumonia. Two different illnesses, but there's never a moment in time where he was actually Amad. Vaha Amad Kadani, what do you mean? He says he stood up. So he did get healthy. There was a pause in his illness. Mar says, no, what it means is Amad Mecholi Zev, Nafal Lecholi Acher. He left from one illness and seamlessly went to another illness. So v'ha'halach b'shuk katani. Not only did it just go, he wasn't bedridden, he was walking in the shuk, so clearly he got healthy. Mara says, no, halach al mishanto, he was walking on a cane. He wasn't really healthy. He thought he was healthy, he thought he was better, and then he got hit hard with another illness. So what's a chiddush here? So what we're saying in the end of the day here, ha'kamash malam, the halach al mishanto hu deba'inan umdina. Idach umdina na'anami labainan. If he goes from one illness to the next illness without being able to walk in the shuk at all, he stays in the bed and his diagnosis goes from one thing to the next thing. There's radai a good get, and there's no need for an umdina. If he gets up and is able to walk around the hospital room a little bit, walk outside with a cane, thinking he's a little bit better, but he ends up dying shortly thereafter from another illness, that's where it requires an umdina. But there was never a moment where he was amad, where he was completely healthy, where it severed the initial shlichus at all. The shlichus is still going. We have to just figure out what the cause of death was. So shmasmi now, we learn from here, we conclude from here, that shchimera shenitek mecholi lecholo choli matnasa matana. So we conclude from here that when a shchimera, a person who's bedridden, very very sick, whose illness goes from one thing to the next thing, the matana is a good matana. And where says he in? We make such a conclusion. Dama Rabbi Elazar mishmei dirav shchimera shenitek mecholi lecholi matnasa matana. Just because it's a different illness, when a person's in the hospital, he gets all these different sicknesses. His intention is that from this period that he's going through of all these illnesses, whatever caused him to die, as long as it's one continuous flow, he's willing to give the matana up. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. We're kind of in the middle of a piece, though, but we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow, Mirza Hashem. Everyone, sure, Purim Afreidecha, Purim Tata.
Thank you. Tell me, when's the Bidim in Chester? You already have them.